Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Thalsis sharing with you this morning a daily inspiration. I trust you are all doing well and you have a spiritual desire to hear what the Lord has to say. As I shared this week, I don't really have a theme like I normally try to do to go through, but as I was pondering, I just thought of how precious the promises of God are. I mean, that is what keeps me. I just had my 12-year-old son was born again here a few months ago, and he was saying today that he doesn't feel that different. I mean, he feels like he has a peace, but he doesn't feel that different. And I said that is okay, but what he needs now is live a life of obedience and make a choice to follow the Lord. Yesterday I spoke briefly on choices, and today I'd like to speak on the promises of God. Now for me, it's the promises of God is what keeps me going. If I would just go by feelings, I'd go up and down, hot and cold. But the promises of God, knowing that he is long-suffering, knowing that from the beginning of time, way back in the garden, he promised that out of the seed of the woman, the serpent would be bruised. And that happened. The Christ triumphantly rose from the dead and gloriously defeated Satan. And Satan ever since has been trying to make a comeback, but by the promises of God, he will not. He will not make that comeback because Christ has prevailed. And we can, as we go through life, I just want to encourage each one to rest on the promises of God, because that is really it's by faith. It's only by faith that we can rest in those promises. In 2 Peter chapter 3 is a very familiar passage. Peter is talking about the Lord's coming, and he says in verse 3, I'm sorry, 2 Peter 3, verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, walking after their own lust, and I think we can clearly see that, that happens all around us, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as this they were from the beginning of the creation. That's so true. That is so true. I mean, I hear stories of my grandparents saying things like they just don't think it's going to be long till the end of the world comes. And they made choices by knowing that the end of the world is going to come. And my grandparents, some of them have been buried and gone for years. But life just goes on. They keep falling asleep, and that means death. They keep dying. Life just goes on. But you know what? There is going to be a day that the Lord is going to return. And it says in 8, verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And this promise here is so beautiful. It just shows the compassionate side of the Lord, but it also shows the wrath of God. It says this, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, it makes it clear that God is allowing men time to get their hearts right with God. He's allowing us as fathers to teach our children. He's allowing you as you may be a pastor, or you may be a husband or a young man, that he is allowing you to live, to make a difference in this kingdom. He's not slack. He's not just slipping and saying that today my wife and I we talked about how we are slipping in a certain area. There was some certain things that we said, you know, it's not that there's anything wrong with it, but just simply for a standard in our family, we are not going to do this. And over the years, we have found ourselves evaluating some of this, and this one area we have changed. And my 6-year-old son asked, and he said, well, why are we doing this? I thought, in his little mind, he's a very black and white person. And in his little mind, he thought, well, why are we doing this? And we had to stop and evaluate and say, you know what? We have changed over the years, and to him, it's not an option. So that's not the way the Lord is. The Lord is not slack. He's not just slipping and saying, well, you know, I said the end of the world would come, but I just haven't had time to do it. That's not God. He is rather long-suffering and compassionate to us. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass. That means the world, the heavens is what we can see. We can look up and see the heavens. This doesn't mean the dwelling place of God. That the heavens shall pass away from with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all those things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? And it's just beautiful. Just read the rest of that chapter if you get the opportunity. 2 Peter chapter 3, it's beautiful. I just want to encourage each one to rest in the promises of God, to evaluate yourself and make sure you're not, like me and my wife noticed, that we're slacking a little bit in this one area of a standard that we had made. Even though some of these standards may not be wrong, they may not be sin of what you're standing up against, but it's a direction. It was a start of a direction. We realized we don't want to go. And I just want to encourage all of you. Lord bless your day.